you know, it's a great school. So you kind of come with what you're around on a day-to-day basis, right? At schools like UNC, Duke, and there's more beyond that. So he was there for a reason, not just football, but you can tell he's an aware, intelligent young man, and he's also seemingly aware of what it takes to be good at something, not just football, but life in general. And I think those life skills are important because they factor into becoming a good and successful football player.
Head coach Sean McDermott talking about Javon Solomon, as he's going to be one of the rotations still with Von Miller suspended. That's got to try to win some winnable matchups against a weak Jets defensive line. By the way, some updates for you right now. A UB up 7-0 on Toledo. You can hear that game over on the Bet 1520. Also, Florida Panthers head coach Paul Maurice saying that Alexander Barkov likely will be missing 2 to 3 weeks. Spencer Knight will be starting in goal for the Panthers tonight. And that Panthers forward Matthew Tkachuk is sick and will not play against Buffalo tonight. There's some winnable opportunity here now for the Sabres.
They have to win this game. I know it's only the fourth game of the season, but they have to.
So we talked with Paul. I asked that question about like it being kind of like a must-win, and he did give the very factual, optimistic look on this, which
only
is...
Only
2 points out of first place, and that's big because, well, that kind of turns things around, doesn't it? A little bit. I mean, a little bit. Like, you're still 1-3. It's not the greatest start in the season that you've had in a while, but hey, the Sabres have, over the past couple of years, started out relatively well slash okay, and it didn't work for them. So maybe this is the right approach. I don't know. Try something different. Try anything different. I don't know. Losing on purpose? Long game? I don't know. But in reality, it is this. The Buffalo Sabres remain the single-handedly most frustrating franchise in all of pro sports. I feel like I know what we did to deserve this, but that's a discussion for another day. Probably like, you know, when there's no Bills game also lurking around the corner. However, this is a poor start here. And when I say poor start, I mean like 12 to 15 games in and you have like 3 to 5 wins. That kind of a poor start. If they stumble out of the first 12 to 15, that's a serious indictment on Kevin Adams, who was already getting booed, by the way. Like, he had some boos at the Sabres home opener. If they can't right the ship a little bit, it gets uglier for the Sabres general manager. Because it will be another offseason where you didn't fix the biggest need on your team. And hoarding all these prospects is good and nice if they're able to crack the roster. But they can't. Because this is, once again, the youngest team in the league. Surely it's going to work for a third time now, guys, right? I'm not saying that this season is doomed to fail and there's going to be a failure to launch, anything like that. What I am going to say, though, is you can't repeat the same thing over and over and expect it to work for you.
That's what we call the definition of insanity.
Furthermore, I think this is the last gasp for Kevin Adams to have a job in the National Hockey League. Because if he can't get the Sabres to launch, teams will look at it and go, you know, good scout, great draft record.
I don't know if he'll be another general manager
again.
Yeah,
he can't. He would not be able to be another general manager again. So this is important that they actually right the ship for his sake. And for everyone's sake. I mean, fans, all of us have got to be tired of seeing them lose after loss after loss after loss, going through 8 head coaches now through this playoff drought. Well, technically 8. Because Lindy is the first coach of the drought, and he's now the current coach of the drought. So it's technically 7 different coaches, but 8 different coaching changes. The Sabres, before the drought started, missed the playoffs 11 times in their franchise's history. They've already blown past that.
Isn't that just insane? I mean, I know there's more teams.
In a league where half the teams make it, they can't even be good on accident.
Mm-hmm.
And it's weird. It's weird. It's part frustrating, part very irritating, mostly weird. I'm like, if you had a pie chart for me, now I want pie. 75% of that pie the answer is weird. It's weird. How do you not do it? And I'm not here saying this is a must win. It's important. It's winnable, and you should go ahead and get it. Hockey is also sometimes weird. You see a team dominate the puck like the Sabres did against the Kings. Typically, that team wins. And the Sabres, if you look on the ever-popular deserve-to-win-o-meter, in their last two games, they had that percentage in the 70s or even 80s. And yet, all they had for it was a goal in each game. Part of Adams' plan this season has been expecting the top guys to get back to form. And if that doesn't happen, it is a major indictment on his capabilities as a general manager. Because you thought the same thing again, and you didn't go and add it to the top six again. As a matter of fact, you bought out a proven goal scorer just to up the ante on the pressure for you. Not that Jeff Skinner looked particularly good so far in Edmonton, but I digress. It's the optics of it all. Does this organization need to have some form of stability? Yes. But stability for stability's sake is never a good idea. And they're kind of approaching that now with Adams. He has a really good draft record. That is undeniable at this point. He's getting immediate contributions, it seems, from a lot of these guys in the first and second rounds. J.J. Paterka might be his best pick. That's a second rounder. General managers before Kevin Adams, when it came to second round picks, typically abysmal until you got back to Darcy Regier. Almost non-existent when it came to second round selections. Almost non-existent before Regier. Especially Murray. So Adams is doing a very good job as a scout. It's the question of how can everything tie together? And that's the truest difficult issue for any general manager putting together a team. Because a lot of it is out of your control. It's just weird. It is weird. But now, this team, if they bought into what Lindy Ruff is preaching to them, they should be able to rebound. Because one thing that they are doing very well that has been consistent in these three games is, despite the fact that they have been outscored, 3-1, 3-1, 4-1, it does look like games that have gotten away from them, but it's not. Rebound control has been very good for this team. From the goaltending on out, the defense on out, it has been good. The goalies are not scrambling. The goalies are not out of position. And when the puck is out and they don't know where it is, it has been typically corralled by the defense and at least put back into the wall or the corner. So it's not like they're not doing anything right. They're just missing out on, for the second straight year, something very important that you need to win hockey games. Scoring. To shift power play philosophy and still have the man advantage become a weakness for a team is terrifying. Evan, you saw the Dominator, right? The burger that has made the rounds on social media.
Oh, yeah. I didn't see it, but I saw Josh eating it and then finishing it.
Josh.
So, applaud to Josh.
So, Josh was texting me when that happened. All right, so I have a joke. I think the only radio safe joke I'm allowed to say about the Dominator, and it is this. Why does that burger look more put together than the Sabres power play? Again. All right, there we go. I got it. Would you try the Dominator? I think that's a risky play.
I would, but here's the thing. I would almost have to, I don't want to say starve myself.
Yes.
But to the point where, like,
you
I'm
have to
not
be ready for that.
I'm not
that's
eating
like having,
anything.
That's like
for,
having, it's like having Five Guys, I think. Like, you have to be an ex, you have to be a requisite amount of hungry to have that. You're absolutely right. That is an angle that I didn't ever think about with that gigantic burger is you have to be a certain amount of hungry to have that be appetizing.
I tried the hot dog of the day for the Kings game. It was all right, but here's the thing. It was I wasn't at the game when the Sabres came in here. I came, the hot dog was probably sitting there for probably over an hour, and I was like, I don't care, it's cold. I've eaten cold hot dogs before. I grab it, and the dog just rips right through the bun. And I was like, no.
Especially with the toppings on it and everything like that. Yeah, that would make sense.
It was good.
You get a soggy bun, though. That makes sense. But yeah, no, like... Now, that burger is, I hate that that is currently the most fascinating thing about the team right now because they're not scoring goals. Goaltending and defense has been good, but that doesn't sell you games. It makes you look good overall, but that doesn't get you the tickets. That doesn't get you the ticket sales. Scoring does. That's why the Sabres of two seasons ago were really popular. They weren't just a team threatening to make the playoffs. They were also a team that, no matter what happened, you were in for your money's worth for that day. Paul said the LA game, people probably got their money worth when it came to entertainment on that. Just the only thing that didn't happen was the scoreboard wasn't racking up for them the way that it should have been. The Sabres of two seasons ago, you got every bit of money that mattered for your entertainment dollar. And hopefully there's something about that that comes back. Because this is a franchise that desperately, desperately needs it. And when it comes to these two teams, the Bills and the Sabres, it's the Sabres that have won last in a preseason game on September 29th. So, I need one of you two to bust these 2 weeks out of here and get us out of this hell. Because it would be great to get things back to some form of normal or enjoyable again. Because if the Bills lose three straight, and we'll talk plenty about that in the next hour, vibes become disastrous. If the Sabres start 0-4, it's not good. Yeah, the joke is they're 2 points out of first place right now. But starting 0-4 never works for any franchise ever, no matter the sport.
Don't tell that to Edmonton.
And if you do that in the same weekend, I'm going to need to borrow Howard's lawnmower. Like, but also, that's why I thought of what I thought of today, because I also thought of the worst case Ontario. Yes, I said it wrong on purpose. If both teams lose again, it's just a disastrous stretch between these two teams in late September and into October. But October has been particularly unforgiving for us here in Buffalo these last few weeks. We'll talk plenty more about the Bills, what they have to do against the Jets, go around the NFL, and we'll end today's show hearing from head coach Sean McDermott as well. So pretty football heavy coming up in the next hour. 803-0550 is the number to call if you've got any concerns. Well, guess what? There's been plenty of concerns with these two teams the last 2 weeks. How are you feeling right now? Open phone lines. And I guess I was remiss to say that I forgot to mention that as we started this segment. But that's okay, because now there's still time to do it. We'll come back, talk some more hockey to wrap up this hour, and then get into football with the Bills and around the league. Coming up next here on Sports Talk Saturday.